I used to read the Enquirer when it was about space aliens every week. You know, they switched over. They're a lot more reliable now. They brought up some stuff that incriminated politicians, and it turned out to be accurate. But in the old days, they were really into space aliens, and it was really fun to read. I used to buy it because also the Weekly World News was like that, but the Enquirer used to be like the Weekly World News. Well, I used to buy that for the entertainment value. But no matter how outrageous a story, I used to say, oh, can this story really be true? So I used to ask myself, and I used to buy them for the prophecies. And for a number of years, I kept a record of their prophecies. The National Enquirer doesn't do that anymore, but they used to make predictions at the beginning of the year by the top 10 psychics. And I kept these, and then I'd read them about 3-4 years after the event, and they were really funny, you know, talking about Elvis coming back and singing in Las Vegas or something like that, you know, and they'd have all these crazy prophecies. They were interesting, fun to read, but none of them come true. You know, you'd be better just getting predictions from some guy next door. But yeah.
I homeschooled for a number of years.
You have what?
I homeschooled.
Yeah.
And I read a number of books on homeschooling. You know, kind of get an idea of what I wanted to know. It was mostly
okay. You can imagine that.
But you know, the methodology that I more or less bring to with me was that instead of reading the textbook, you go back and you read the source. If I want to learn about Brigham Young, or not Brigham Young, sorry, George Washington, I go back to something that he has written that came from him. Just go to a third party. You know, I read through what he says, and then I make a determination. You know, I contemplate, I think about what he has talked about and what he said. And I always felt like that was the best way, you know, to go about actually finding out the truth and making my own decision.
Well, yeah, go back to the source.
Yeah.
I tell you, I read a lot of news and political stuff.
And very often I'll read.
What's your favorite site right now, politically speaking? Like, what do you think is the most neutral?
I like the Drudge Report.
Really?
Now, the Drudge Report is accused of being ultra-conservative,
yeah.
But surveys show that he actually quotes more liberal sources than conservative.
During political at all?
Political? Once in a while. Yeah.
But you still think Drudge, in your opinion?
Yeah, because he gives really good variety. And he gives quotes from both sides. Political concentrates more on the left.
Would Fox News
yeah.
do that?
What?
Oh, Fox.
Well.
Even if you read history, history is only ever written by the winner.
Yeah. But anyway, when I read political stuff, I will often read this. They'll talk about somebody's political enemy, and they'll say, he said this. And they'll summarize what he said. And I look at it and I say, I don't see any quotation marks here. And that doesn't sound like something this guy would say. So I say, I'm going to look up and see what the guy really said. And I always do that when there's no quotation marks. I look up, see what the guy really said, if it sounds kind of odd. And when I find the actual statement, it's totally different than what the guy said. And that happens again and again and again. So when somebody quotes somebody, look for the quotation marks. And oftentimes, if they do supply quotation marks, there's maybe two words. Two words of quotes, and then the rest of it. And he said this, and they quote two words, and then they give two more paragraphs summarizing what the guy said. So I Google those two words that are actually quoted. Then I find the actual statement, and the statement's just totally different than what this guy said, his enemy said. And it's maddening to do that. Now, why can't people just be honest and actually quote what the guy said and argue with what he said? And this is what happens when I'm on political sites. I go there once in a while and argue with people. And they're always arguing with what I don't say, and I say this so often, it really irritates the people I'm arguing with. I say, please don't argue with what I don't say, but please argue with what I do say. I says, what you're arguing about and what you're accusing me of saying and thinking, I do not say and think and never said or thought anything like it. So, I mean, let's be honest about what we're arguing about here. We have to argue about the point, not some straw man that doesn't even exist. And I just really infuriate these guys when I say that to them. Yeah.
How accurate do you think Snopes is?
Snopes?
Snopes? Yeah, it's a... None of these fact checkers I found to be very accurate. I go to them all, and if it's a controversial thing, I see all kinds of bias on their part, and they will do that same thing. They'll say, so-and-so said this, and there's no quotes. Sometimes there is, but other times there isn't. And if there is quotes, they don't give the whole context of the quote. Then, after they say what the guy supposedly said, they will give a summary, and the summary is totally different than what I would have summarized it after I had looked at both sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them are that way, I find. Yeah. That to get the facts, you have to pretty much find it for yourself. Because if you lean on these fact checkers, you're not going to get the complete facts. Unless it's just cut and dry. If somebody says, did so-and-so say Bernie Sanders was the devil, for instance? Okay, let's see. And if they said, no, he didn't say that. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. So stuff like that, that's really black and white, the fact checkers are okay. But if it's controversial, like, say...
anything that requires perspective taking.
Yeah.
Cognition, just from my limited secular experience, ASU, now I'm at GCU, what is totally encouraged in writing your papers is no more direct quotes. Summarize everything. I'm not allowed to direct quote anything.
Really?
So you figure that's where a lot of corruption takes place, is you have to take...
Now, where is this at, in school or something?
Yes.
So they don't allow you to use direct quotes?
They don't encourage it.
No. Well, what do you do?
Well, that must be why nobody's making direct quotes.
But that's what I'm saying. They're saying if you're just quoting, then you're not thoroughly processing, right, the information... And
oh,
being
wow.
able to summarize it in your own words.
Okay, so if you're Democrat, you'll summarize it in your paper, and if you're Republican, you'll summarize
exactly.
it in
exactly. So I grade too. So. I'm a student and I'm a grader. So I take this, and you take it, and that's where, again, good old corruption comes into play, because you're taking somebody's direct quote, and because you can't use the direct quote, then you're using your own internal bias and perspective, and you're regurgitating that according to your own thing, and that happens all the time. So just...
Yeah, now since I've been on the internet teaching, you'll notice I haven't had so many challenges lately, but especially when we first started the Keys, I got all kinds of challenges. And what I've done when I get a challenge is I actually quote them line by line and deal with each line of what they said that challenges anything I'm teaching. So I go line, I quote it, I give a quote, I respond to it, then I quote the next line and I'll respond to it. And that way it's their entire thing is completely covered in their own language. And often in return they'll say, well, you said this and that's completely wrong. And I'll turn around and say, no, that's not what I said. You know, they put it in their own language. They go by what they feel. See, they go by what... People go by what they feel you said rather than what you did say. And what you said may be totally different than what they feel was what you made them feel. And I don't want to get into specific examples because I don't want to divide the group and talk about politics.
Specific example. Snopes is liberal site.
Snopes is, in your opinion?
Oh, no, he worked for... the guy that runs Scopes or started Scopes worked for either Clinton or Obama. I can't remember. He was a big Democrat. Yeah. I can't remember which one. I read about him a while back.
But they are definitely a liberal site.
Now the fact-checking sites are good if the facts are not in dispute. If it's something controversial, then it's very difficult to get the truth, because they'll throw in a bunch of stuff and then they give a summary in their own words that's just full of bias. Oh. And
when they rate it true or false, they'll rate Democrat mistakes as true and false, and they'll rate any Republican mistake as false.
Yeah.
Their ratings are biased, okay? Yeah. And the subtle use of words. You can say the same thing and make it sound awful, or you can say the same thing and make it sound
powerful. I mean, it's interesting. The things that I've looked at on Snopes is typically not ever political.
If it's not political, it's probably a lot more reliable, because...
So, and their fact-checking is not a bad place to start. They bring out some good facts.
Yeah, I use the fact-checkers for some things, because, if they present something as a solid fact, it usually is. But then where you get askew is when they present the facts, then they'll give the summary at the end. And the summary often is extremely biased. And I said, well, I've read the same facts they did, and I don't have the same summary in my mind as they come up with.
If you learn to read with a critical eye, you can see right through the notes.
Yeah.
They're often, slanty.
Okay, anyway.